Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and it's just gone!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Well, thanks a lot, Josh. We do appreciate it. And yes, one full hour of Michigan Tech's hockey right here, and we can't wait to talk about it. Huskies coming off a sweep down in Huntsville, Alabama, where they took on the Chargers, a couple of close games, and Huskies were able to come away with 4 points. That's the key, and now we set it up for a big weekend against Bowling Green. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Dirk. I'm recovered from that 16-hour bus ride on the way home. I got a few kinks in some places this morning, but you know, you can handle those a lot easier when you've had a good weekend, and I thought our guys did a fantastic job, you know, overcame some adversity, played hard, did a lot of real good things on the weekend. So, you know, we got the job done. That's the bottom line. You got to go down there, find a way to get points, and we did that.
We did, and we got some big goals and big saves at certain times. Jamie Phillips, again, really has that innate act. Ability to know when he's got to steal a goal or steal a save or whatever it is, and he did that again this weekend.
Yeah, he did, for sure. And, you know, he's very capable of that, and he's making it look easy. That's the thing about it. It's not like he's making these phenomenal saves and you're going like, wow, he does it so calmly and so easy, you don't even really notice it, you know. And having said that, I thought that both their goaltenders played outstanding. Mm-hmm. We had a chance in both games to really widen the gap and the lead and get some distance between us, and we couldn't do it. I thought both their goaltenders played outstanding. But it is a big weekend, and obviously they had put up 10 goals the weekend before on the road at Lake State, which is, you know, pretty good defensive team. And, you know, we went down there and only gave up 3 goals. And I thought we had a real good effort.
We did. And you got everybody, you know, all the skaters in the games this weekend.
Yeah, and that was a plan. You know, anytime we go on the road this year, we're going to look as coaches to, you know, play everybody. You know, there's a big difference between game one and game two, just the pace, you know. I mean, just think if you had to play any sport, you know, 2 games back to back, it really takes a lot out of you, especially a physical skating game like hockey. And if you have, you know, fresh bodies who are ready to go, why not put them in? And we did, and we're going to look to continue that, you know, even at home, if we can get as many guys as we can in. You know, there's such depth on our team, and there's not much to choose between, you know, this player or that player, that we're going to continue to do that.
Things didn't start off great for us, though, on Friday night, did they?
Well, they did not, and a little bit surprised by that, but, you know, we've been usually a pretty good starting team, and, they just got a bounce and a break, and again, we had the puck and we mishandled it, and we were, you know, headed out of the zone, and you know, because of that miscue on our part, we got caught in, you know, in between in bad defensive position.
So we give up that goal, and one thing I noted to you between games, I didn't notice any kind of from the team. I mean, I know it was early in the week, but it seems like any time, especially when you're the favored team going in, when you get scored on that early, like, uh-oh, what's going on? But they didn't have that body language.
No, especially on the road. And I think that's one thing this team has really been good at over the last couple of years is regardless of what the situation, regardless of what happens, we continue to play. And that's the bottom line. You have to have that mentality, whether you get 3 goals in the first period or you give up 3 goals. If you give up the first goal, you know, you have to continue to play, and there's a lot of time left. And our team has been, you know, very successful and be able to handle that adversity and you know, very adaptive to the situations.
All right, so we're down 1-0, but we come back and tie it. We scored 3 straight goals, which was big in that second period, and in the first period, I should say. And here's the first one for the Michigan Tech hockey team on the weekend. And, you know, it it's Joel Esperance, who I thought had a really good weekend.
Well, he did, and you know, Joel is a player that we have talked about a lot, Dirk, needing to take mm-hmm. that step forward. You know, you lose a guy like Tanner Carroll, Blake Pietila, David Johnson, etc. Blake Hietala, who's going to come in and get those goals? And we looked at Joel, as you remember, he did not have a goal the first half of the year. His mm-hmm. first goal came after Christmas, and he's off to a real good start, and we're going to continue to push him to make sure he doesn't get satisfied with that good start, that he's going to continue and play. And he will. I mean, he's that type of kid.
Gillies had to work for that one. Hit Lesperance in stride. Lesperance is in. Shoot, scores! What a goal by Lesperance to tie the game up. Gillies with a great pass, and the Huskies even it up 1-1. 15:25 left to go here in the first period of play.
I mean, that really was using his size to get through those two defensemen. Hey, Coach?
A lot of good things happened. A good quick up on the play in the neutral zone. Alex Gillies did a real nice job of muscling and body positioning his player off the puck and maintaining control. And then he made a real nice play to Joel, who was coming across the support and got right between both their defensemen. They both sort of came and merged on him, and you know, he's just big and strong. And what I liked about it is he chipped the puck ahead of him a little bit, so they couldn't get the puck. They just tried to get him and slow him down. And you know, he's a couple hundred pounds and moves fast, and he just squeezed right between them and then had a breakaway basically from just up top of the blue line on the way in, and he finished, which is good, because I seen Joel in practice shoot that over the net 9 out of 10 times. Wow. So that was good. He put that, it's almost like he fanned on it a little bit, because it didn't go top shelf, it went I think below the gloves. So, but a huge goal. Good to see Joel have some success.
Well, you mentioned about shooting over the net. It's funny, you watch these guys during just the shoot around. You swear they love hearing the glass, the puck hit the glass. They're always firing it over the net. He did a great job, I thought, of not only getting through, but he didn't have a whole lot of time, I don't think, to really settle down, and he was able to settle down and figure out what he was going to do with the
puck. Well, exactly, and it's interesting you say that, because I've gone up to a couple players in practice, and I said, if I had a dollar for every time that you hit the glass, shoot it over the top of the net, I'm going to be able to retire at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So just think about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, and it's, they do. They all want to go, you know, bar down or just, you know, try to go a top corner. But I'm going to ask him today. I don't know if he whiffed on or just didn't get wood, because he usually tries to put that thing in you know, that top corner, and it just seemed went lower and almost fooled the goalie, tricked him a little bit. So big goal, though, got us right back in the game.
That tied it up 1-1 at the 4:35 mark. Alex Gillies and CJ, I get the assist on that goal. Huskies get their second goal of the weekend, this time on the power play, redirected by Alex Patan.
And back to the point now for Hanna. Hanna looking to shoot. He does, and he scores! Shane Hanna or somebody in front tipped it. It might have been Alex Patan. And the Huskies take a 2-1 lead on a power play goal.
Well, nice goal by Alex Patan. Nice shot by Shane Hanna using the middle of that of the middle lane there to get the puck on net, and I thought we did a good job there.
I thought in the first period we had a couple power plays. We really did a good job, really controlled the puck, you know, found some good shooting lanes, had some great looks, some great opportunities, and, you know, that was a big goal, obviously, you know, because they had taken some penalties, and anytime a team takes penalties on the road, you're going to get so many opportunities, and this was one of those, and I thought we did a real nice job, and a great shot by Shane, and, you know, huge for Alex Patan. You know, we need Alex on the score sheet. He had a number of good opportunities in this game, so it's good to see him get that one.
Shane Hanna with the assist, along with Malcolm Gould on that play. 12:03 the time of the goal. Huskies are up 2-1. They make it 3-1 on a shorty by Brent Baltus.
CJ Ike able to move it up. 3-on-2 for Michigan Tech, across the line. Back, here's a shot. Pass in front, scores! Baltus with the goal on a pretty play by CJ Ike. And the Huskies almost didn't make that count, as Ike's first opportunity there didn't go in. He got it back, and it was punched home by Michigan Tech's Baltus. Big goal for Brent Baltus, and the Huskies take a 3-1 lead on a shorty.
Oh, we've been done. It's well documented. Brent Baltus has been gripping the stick a little bit, and it was nice to see him get 2 goals this weekend.
Well, no question, and you throw him in that same category as Joel Esperance, mm-hmm. a guy that we need to step up and have a good year. And, you know, and Brent has played – you know, extremely hard. He's one of our hardest workers in practice. He's very dedicated. You know, he's such a good person. So, and guys like him, you want him to have success so bad because he deserves it. He's earned it. He's really put in a lot of time and put in a lot of work. And like I said, his effort is outstanding. But a lot of good things happen on that. We blocked a shot. We could put good pressure on their power play. And Chris Leibringer actually joined the rush and made the feed to C.J. Eich there. So we had a 3-on-2. And, yeah, C.J.'s initial shot, he had the whole net. And he sort of shot it back into the goalie, and it somehow snuck underneath them. And Brent Baltus, give him credit. He stopped at the net. Like a lot of guys will get to a certain point right there down by the net, and then you continue on. Your momentum, you swing into the corner, swing behind the net. He stopped at the corner of the net. The puck came right there, and obviously he had nothing but net to shoot at.